silver platter. An invitation to you to hear Jack Wagner with interviews and great new albums too. So stay a while for the songs and chatter designed especially to say, here's Hollywood on a silver platter. Let's get underway.
And to get our Silver Platter Show on the road, it's the wonderful sound of Nancy Wilson with Sid Feller conducting the orchestra from Nancy's album, Today My Way. And the song Nancy sang for the picture, Love Has Many Faces.
I always thought romance a song and a dance, a chance for fun. I said love has many faces. To kiss everyone, I always used to say, I'll take a bouquet, not just one rose. Survey the field, I told my fickle heart, remember love has many faces. Fickle heart, remember love comes and goes. That's how it used to be, till you smiled at me, and then I knew that not any of the many faces was love.
Just as she sang it over the titles of the picture Love Has Many Faces, Nancy Wilson, from her album Today, My Way. Now to the Shelley Mann album called Man, That's Gershwin. And to Shelley Mann himself was here to sit in with us while we sample it. How you doing, Shelley?
Fine, thank you.
Good to have you on the show again.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Now, this album was quite a project, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. It was quite an undertaking because Gershwin albums have been done for years now, and to try and do something that I felt I wanted to do in a different way was took a little thought.
What about the arrangements? Who's responsible for that?
Well, I think the guy who did the arrangements, Johnny Williams, is probably one of the greatest arrangers in the business today, and a little bit underrated, I think, and not given his proper due.
Now, you use the quintet and the big band.
Right. The quintet is used, as in my previous album, as a soloist in the big band. And I say the whole quintet is used as a solo instrument because none of the jazz comes from any place else but within the quintet.
Well, I picked out the theme from Concerto Annette, one of the easy tracks from the LP that I think might be nice about here.
It features the piano of Russ Freeman.
Good. Well, here it comes. Our guest, Shelley Mann, from the album Man, That's Gershwin. Here's the theme from Gershwin's Concerto in F.
Thank you.
theme from Concerto in F. The album Man, that's Gershwin. The man is spelled M-A-N-N-E. First name Shelley, who's our in-person guest. Shelley, you've been in the music business for many, many years now. And more, naturally, as a jazz musician, although you've been hired to work on non-jazz dates, haven't you?
Right.
Now, where do you think jazz is headed today?
Well, I think it's going to go ahead just like it always has. The jazz musicians who have new things to say will be heard, and their music will be absorbed in the whole music of jazz. And I think by just a series of steps forward that it will advance and the way it always has advanced. Of course, I don't think that it can lose its roots too much. I think that the tradition of jazz should be kept, and the basic foot-tapping feeling should not be lost.
But it's getting more organized, at least from the sound of this album. It seems like the entire orchestra is definitely organized with a minimum amount of improvisation.
Well, don't forget, when you're working with a large orchestra, it's a little different scene than working with a small group. Because a small group, the arrangement might be a head arrangement, and everything revolves around the improvised solo of these solos, of course. But in the big band, the solos are put in and are used as part of the composition, but they're still no less jazz because they are improvised by great jazz soloists. But of course, the framework has to be written by a composer and an arranger such as Johnny Williams, who did this album, and he's got to set up the framework for these guys to improvise. And it's up to the musician to use his creative ability to improvise something that holds the whole thing together and makes it more meaningful.
Well, for you and Johnny Williams and all the musicians in your organization, Shelley, for this Man, That's Gershwin, 5 stars from yours truly for a beautiful job.
Well, thank you, Jack. I'm very proud of the album.
Our guest, Shelley Mann. Now to an album titled Nat King Cole Sings Hit Songs from Cat Ballou and Other Motion Pictures. The song we have playing right now from this LP was written by Bob Russell and Lester Lee for a picture made in 1953 in which Nat appeared as himself and in which he sang the title song, Blue Gardenia. The voice of the late Nat King Cole.
Blue Gardenia, now I'm alone with you. And I'm all so blue. She has tossed us aside, and like you, Gardenia, once I was near her heart. After the teardrops start, where are teardrops too high? I lived for an hour. What more can I tell? Love bloomed like a flower, then the petals fell. Blue gardenia, thrown to a passing breeze, but pressed in my book of memories. I lived for an hour. What more can I tell? Love bloomed like a flower, then the petals fell. Blue gardenia, thrown to a passing breeze, but pressed in my book of memories.
the smooth sound of Nat King Cole and Blue Gardenia, just as he sang it in a picture of the same name in 1953. And this album is called Nat King Cole Sings Hit Songs from Cat Ballou and Other Motion Pictures. Well, now to introduce the next album, we'll call on a guest disc jockey. He's Mike Pollan at WATT in Cadillac, Michigan. How are you, Mike?
Fine, Jack. It's a pleasure to be on your show.
Now, how about filling us in on that fair city of yours?
Jack, Cadillac is known as the four-season capital of Michigan. We have vacationing galore, skiing in both the summer and the winter, all sorts of hunting, fishing, boating on our two beautiful lakes, Cadillac and Mitchell, and some of the finest resorts in the country.
Gee, that sounds great, Mike. Now tell us about your show.
Jack, we do a program from 6:30 until 9 o'clock in the morning called Pollan Callin', where we feature all sorts of music, Peggy Lee, Nancy Wilson, the Four Freshmen, and once in a while we even sneak in the Beach Boys.
Oh, wonderful. Now what do you have lined up for us right now, Mike?
We've got an album lined up by George Shearing called Latin Rendezvous, featuring several popular songs of the 60s, I Left My Heart in San Francisco, More, and a song that I thought would go along real well with our program called Just Goofin' by Hubie Wheeler. Here he is, George Shearing and Just Goofin'. Shearing Quintet, Just Goofin' from the album Latin Rendezvous. And Jack, we'd like to send out a free copy of this album to a steady listener of the Pollan Callin' Show, Mrs. Lester Bryson of Cadillac. And now this is Mike Pollan at WATT in Cadillac, Michigan, returning you to Jack Wagner in Hollywood.
Thank you, Mike. Some more easy listening for you now on our Silver Platter Show from Hollywood. And some really delightful arrangements by Jack Marshall, who also conducted the orchestra for this particular session. The album is called Softly, produced by Dave Cavanaugh, and starring the popular Brazilian sound of Miss Wanda de Sá. And as a sampling from this album, Wanda sings the bossa nova hit, which has long become a standard, Quiet Nights. Wanda de Sá sings Softly.
Quiet nights and quiet stars. Quiet chords from my guitar, floating on the silence that surrounds us. Quiet thoughts and quiet dreams, quiet walks by quiet streams, climbing hills where lovers go to watch the world. the happiness I knew became these quiet nights of loving you.
From the album Softly, Jack Mushell conducting his own arrangement of Quiet Nights, featuring the voice of Vanda De Sa. All in Good Time is the title of this next album, featuring the many tempos and talents of the Don Scaletta Trio. And here's one of Don's own compositions. It's called Walk with Buddha. Thank you. Don Scaletta original there called Walk with Buddha from an interesting collection of standards and originals is performed in various tempos and in the modern sound of the Don Scaletta Trio for the album All in Good Time. Now to our Silver Platter winner for this session. It's Leon Grinnell, who listens to us over KBRL in McCook, Nebraska.
And so it's over. Where did the moments go?
Well, although this get-together is over for now, we'll be back with more fine music and guests for your entertainment from our Hollywood studios, so be sure to keep your dial set right where it is. And drop me a line if you have time. Our engineer was George Irwin, and this is Jack Wagner in Hollywood.
So...